Clinical variants of urticarial vasculitis include two important variants, that is hypocomplementemic and normocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis. Hypocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis is more severe than the normocomplementemic one, obviously because in the pathogenesis of the hypocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis, there will be more involvement of the inflammatory markers, because there will be increased immune complexes which will lead to the decreased level of the complements and hence increased severity of the disease. The hypocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis syndrome comprises about 5% of the urticarial vasculitis, and for the diagnosis of this syndrome we need a diagnostic criteria which includes urticarial vasculitis which is biopsy proven vasculitis. And along with this, there will be systemic manifestation, which can be arthritis or arthralgia. There is glomerulonephritis, uveitis or episcleritis, recurrent abdominal pain, and there is decreased C1q level, or there is presence of anti-C1q antibodies. It is not important that all of these features are present together, but when there is a presence of biopsy-proven vasculitis along with the cutaneous features of vasculitis and systemic manifestation, then we will include it in the under the heading of hypocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis.